is the OA News via remote. I've been in the United States on Thursday, imposed fresh Iran-related sanctions, blacklisting an entity and a person. This as Washington ramps up pressure on Tehran during U.S. President Donald Trump's final months in office. The U.S. Treasury Department in a statement said that it had slapped sanctions on Shahid Mesami Group and its director, accusing the entity of being involved in Iran's chemical weapons research and also linked to the Iranian Organization of Defensive Innovation and Research, which is blacklisted by Washington. The move comes after the killing of the Islamic Republic's top nuclear scientist last week. Iran's supreme leader promised on Saturday to retaliate for the killing, raising the threat of new confrontation with the West and Israel in the remaining weeks of Trump's presidency. Thursday's action freezes any U.S. assets of those blacklisted and generally bars Americans from dealing with them. Former Hong Kong lawmaker Ted Hui said Thursday he had fled the city after facing criminal charges and would seek exile in Britain to continue his pro-democratic activities. Hui is one of the pro-democracy activists arrested last month and charged with disturbing legislative proceedings. He arrived in Copenhagen earlier this week on an official invitation from Danish lawmakers. He said he planned to withdraw his membership from the Democratic Party of Hong Kong and that there were no words to explain his pain. He was one of several opposition lawmakers to quit Hong Kong's Legislative Council last month in protest at the dismissal of four colleagues in what they see as another push by Beijing to suppress democracy in the city. For more on these and other news stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Anthony Fauci will meet with members of President-elect Joe Biden's team on Thursday for the first talks about how the new administration will combat the virus that has killed more than 273,000 Americans. Fauci, the top U.S. government infectious disease expert, told CBS News he has spoken with incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain several times, but those discussions were not substantive. He said he expected to have a more comprehensive discussion with members of Biden's team who will work on a smooth transition and the new administration's priorities in addressing the pandemic. And three former U.S. presidents say they will take the coronavirus vaccine on camera to help the public feel it's safe. Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton are the three who have agreed. There's been some frustration with the approval phase for the vaccine by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, especially as Britain moves forward with its vaccination plans. But Dr. Fauci, again, who is a leading voice in the fight against COVID-19 globally, says there's much more scrutiny being given to Pfizer's vaccine data here in the U.S. than it got in the United Kingdom. And the promise of COVID-19 vaccines is phenomenal and potentially game-changing. The World Health Organization European Director Hans Kluge said this on Thursday, one day after Britain became the first Western country to approve the shot. Britain approved Pfizer Incorporated's COVID-19 vaccine developed with Germany's BioNTech, outpacing the world in the race to begin the most crucial mass inoculation program in history. Speaking from Copenhagen, Kluge said vaccine supplies would be very limited at first and that countries must decide who gets priority, though the WHO also cited growing consensus that first recipients should be older people, medical workers, and people with other diseases, as Britain plans. The new coronavirus still has had the potential to do enormous damage, Kluge said, but the future looks brighter, as other vaccine candidates, including from Moderna and AstraZeneca, have also delivered positive trial results. Prosecutors in Egypt have ordered the release of three members of a leading human rights group who were arrested last month after the group gave a briefing to senior diplomats, judicial and security sources said. The arrests have drawn widespread public criticism from the United Nations, Western governments, and international rights campaigners. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.